Roger,
Yo,
let me look at this drug mule.
the time that sounded crazy on the recording just now. Yo, the small time, the tiniest things will piss you off in podcasting. Like, it's crazy because, you know, when I talk to people about podcasting and they think they want to start a podcast and they're nervous about the recording part. I'm like, the recording is, to me, is the easy part. But it's like the little small stuff. Like, I have to convert these WAV files and MP3 files. And I had an MP3 converter software. And all of a sudden, it just, like, was corrupting the files. Like, sometimes it would upload an episode. And then when I went to go make a clip, there was no time. Like, the episode was there, but you couldn't scrub back and forth. And so that happened. And now I use iTunes now, which is easy. You can just drag your files into iTunes and convert it into an MP3. They've been working perfectly, but you gotta log in to iTunes every time.
That's
Yeah,
ugly.
exactly. I'm like, man, yo, I change my iTunes password at least 7 times a week. Like, every week it changes. Like, if someone hacks my Apple, they were really trying. So that's really pissing me off. And then iTunes does not like Windows at all. Oh my gosh. It's like, oh, we're syncing your library. Oh, what's your password again? What's your password again? That jump just be, I don't know, man. How are you? How are you?
Oh, I'm so tired. As you can tell, just asking, what's the name of our website? Like,
Yo. I told Erica to go on the website. Something's broken up. For those of you listening, y'all know we put up a clip of the featured episode of the week or the latest episode, and it's supposed to be the same video that's on Instagram, and it don't work, and I don't know why. It just stopped working, and I'm like, Erica, I was like, maybe it's my computer. So I asked Erica to go on the website. Talk about what website? How you don't know? Oh my God.
I was typing in Wix for the life of me. I was like, Wix? Where is it? Why isn't it popping up? It's
Wrong, yeah.
bookmarked.
You in admin mode, which, ugh. Yeah, we gotta get back on that. I gotta finish designing these t-shirts and we're gonna do more stuff. I'm tired too, man. My higher ups are in town at my job, so
Oof. I used to hate those times.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
yeah, they're
I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
sorry. I swear that button turned green and it's supposed to be orange. That was weird. My eyes may be playing tricks on me. Yeah, they were in town and we had to, you know, do the whole professional thing, but it went very, very smoothly, so we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it wasn't like an evaluation. It was just a getting to know. So it was dope, though. It was cool, though.
Do you guys have to do like a company happy hour or something on
Absolutely
Friday?
not. No, they gone. They came for a day and then left. Yeah,
Oh wow. They came, they seen, they saw.
they came, they seen, they saw, and they dipped out. And thank you for that lunch, that Jersey Mike sub. And them Jersey Mike's chocolate chip cookies, I'm 50-50 on it. It was delicious, but it was definitely undercooked, but it was still good. So I don't know how I feel. Maybe I'm just a fat ass. But.
You just
Thank you.
That was the wrong part for me to come in there. You just remind me I got cookie dough upstairs. I was like,
Oh, no comment. There's a joke there somewhere, but I don't want to get reported to HR. Oh my gosh. Why are you tired?
Oh my goodness. Okay, because my neighbors, they have a German Shepherd who won't shut up. He just barks into the void all the time. He goes outside, he's like, boo, 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 boo. And he waits for it to echo. And I'm like, it's you. You hear yourself. It's not another dog. It's you. Like, oh my gosh. He been getting on my nerves. And then the birds, they just love. Oh, I didn't even tell you. Monday, I overslept. and I was going into the office.
Mm-hmm. Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. Let me knock on wood. Let me make sure my alarm.
My alarm was on. It didn't work.
I think for the current job I have, I think I overslept once. And I was like, maybe 2 minutes or 2 to 5 minutes late. But mm-hmm. I don't remember. You know, so I'm weird. Tell me if you do this. So my first alarm goes off at 5 o'clock. And then my mm-hmm. next one goes off at 5:25. That's the one where I have to get up. That gives me enough time to wash, make lunch, make breakfast, and I'll get to work. If I don't lollygag, I'll get to work with like 10 minutes to spare before I have to clock in. If I mm-hmm. lollygag a little bit, if I drag, which dragging is typically probably going to be tomorrow drag day because I don't do the podcast clips until the morning of. Yeah. Maybe I should just get... But do you do that? Do you have, like, two distinct alarms, like, outside? Because I don't snooze. Like, it's alarm.
Yeah.
And then alarm.
That's usually what I do have. But I've gotten to the point where... I know this sounds terrible.
It is.
I will make sure... I will stress myself out the days before I know I have to go into the office. I will not sleep. I'll catnap throughout that whole night. Because I'm like, nope, you got to go into the office tomorrow. You got to be prepared. You don't know what you're walking into. So my alarm goes off at 5:20. What usually happens, right, is my cat has an automatic feeder. And it's supposed to come on at 5:45. And when that comes on, I'm like, okay, time. We sped up in time. We didn't speed up in time. We sprung ahead. Oh. So that only happens until 6:40 now. So I don't know what I was doing. I was honk chewing up in my bed. I didn't hear my alarm go off. And I'm sitting there. And it's like one of those things where it's like you're like dreaming, but then you're still like somewhat awake. And you're just like, what's going on? What's the time? It's dark outside. And then my mom's like, Erica, do you have to go into the office? And I was like, huh? I jumped up. I said, what you mean do I have to go? This one day, I tapped my phone and it said 6:06. My alarm was for 5:20. I said, oh my God.
Wow.
I am chronically late to a lot of things. I am. I try not to be.
I'll be damned.
I try not to be. And it's mostly with like regular things, not when it's a professional setting. So because of that, I like to wake up 2 hours before I have to leave the house. And I'm so glad that I do that because I got ready in 30 minutes and I left the house earlier than I usually do leave the house. And then I got to work at like 7:30 and I was just sitting there in the parking garage. I was just like, I made it.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
I'll be damned.
Fellas, you heard that?
I'll be damned.
They can get ready in 30 minutes. They just choose not to.
Listen, nope. I was rushing. I had my clothes picked out the night before. Mm-hmm. My lunch was already packed. My bags, my book bags were already packed. My water, everything was ready to go. My laptop, everything was ready to go downstairs waiting for me with my coat, my wallet, and my boots. I have never in my life scrambled the entire time I was getting ready. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't even look at my phone to see the time. It's bad. So when you I got wake into up, my
wait a minute, your alarm is set for 2 hours before you have to be to work.
Yes,
and you're up.
And I'm up, and I'm the first person on my floor to get into the office. And that's just by choice, because most people like they're like, oh yeah, just come in at 8. No, I'm there at 7:30 because I like to have time to myself before everybody comes in. So,
hold on. I got more questions, but I got to do the whole intro thing. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Rob, host of From My Experience podcast. I'm with the co-hostess with the mostest, Erica. She's blowing my mind. Women, y'all can get ready in 30 minutes, but y'all choose not to. And that's funny. And I had to go ahead and hit the intro because the topic of the day, the main topic, basically, the only real topic is the joys of being able to make decisions. What did I say? Hold on. Let me get my text messages. It's been a day, y'all. Shut up. Oh, the joys of navigating life. So, like, the choices and stuff we get to make. Like, Erica wakes up 2 hours before work. You're wildin'. So I have to be to work at, and you're inviting me to a party, and I told you I'm recording the podcast.
No. I was like, why did he look at me like that? You know how they do.
No, I don't know how they do. I've only been doing this for how many years, and I record on the same day for how long, and I text the group like, yo, I'm not going to be on. Ah, man, I tell you, friends just disrespect me. So, okay, wait a minute. So, the joys of navigating life. I thought about, I guess I was subconsciously inspired to talk about this just because life be hard sometimes, right? And they're still inviting me. I want to mute my computer, but I don't want to mess up the broadcast, so I'm just going to keep going. Sorry if y'all hear that bloop bloop.
I don't hear a thing.
Let me turn off my Xbox. All right. That's whack because I just text the group that I'm recording, then you send me an invite. Like y'all, if you look at the text message group, you'll see where I text y'all and said I'm recording. But pardon me. So the current state of the world, man, there's just so much stuff happening. I don't know, we promote positivity on this show, but we're also rooted in reality, and we're gonna talk about some of the realities in the headline. But just to preface, the state of the world is wild. There's wars going on. There are natural disasters. There's just what's the thing I'm looking for? Law enforcement activities. Then you have the normal stuff you go through on social media with that craziness. And me, I'm a half glass half full type of guy, and I'm an optimist. And so. And I'm very simple. I keep things simple. And one of the things I enjoy is the peace that I have and the ability to decide and make these choices navigating life. And I want to get into, after we do headlines, I want to get into Erica's choices. Because that's 2 hours before work is nuts. Like, that would mean I will wake up, hold on, I'm bad at math. Well, no, actually, it's not nuts, because I wake up at 5:30, yeah. So.
And you go to work, and you're at work by 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But 5 is too early. Like, 5 is mad early. I don't need a 30-minute buffer, especially since I live close and there's not traffic. But your situation is different. Anything can happen, so I get that. But, yeah, dang. I thought you sounded crazy, but you don't sound so crazy anymore. Well, it depends. Hold on. I'm going to get into your business in a minute. You ready with your headlines?
Yeah, there.
All right. Music
cue
is cued.
Cue the signal. Okay.
Not cue the signal. Let's.
All right. We're starting off negative. We will end on a positive note. Forewarning.
I'll be damned. So,
this past week, Diddy's houses have been raided. His house in LA and his house in Miami by Homeland Security amid sex trafficking allegations that have been filed against him. I don't know if you guys have been able to see in the footage, but in the footage you can see that his two sons, Justin Combs and Christian Combs, were handcuffed outside the Beverly Hills home. And his private jet landed in Antigua while Diddy himself was spotted in the Miami airport. And that was Monday. Now, we have another follow-up on this. Brendan Paul, he's referred to as Diddy's mule in the Rodney Lil Rod Jones Jr.'s civil case against Bad Boy founder Diddy for not being paid for his last album and also harassment charges. He had contraband inside of his personal bags, and he already claimed that prior to being searched, and his hearing is set in April. A whole lot going on. And Diddy has also sold off all his stakes at Revolt TV to a mystery buyer.
I'll be damned.
This was a company that Diddy founded back in 2013, and that was breaking about this morning. So now on to the next headline. Two more remains were found by divers in rescue attempts to locate the remains of the construction crew following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore early Tuesday around 1:30 a.m. in the morning by a container ship that had lost power. Now, the ship's crew alerted authorities about the power issues as it was nearing the bridge, but there was a construction crew on the bridge when the ship hit the pillar, and it was about 8 members of the crew that's fallen into the water. They were able to, I think they said that there was about 6 victims, but as we know, things are still developing with that, but thoughts and prayers go out to all of the family members and also to just the victims in general, because this is just a crazy accident to happen. And especially at Tuesday at 1:30 in the morning, it's just crazy. So definitely thoughts and prayers out to them. To end headlines on a good, positive note, an elderly woman brought in a baby hedgehog to an English wildlife hospital, only for it to be the pom-pom that goes on beanies.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Yeah. The woman was about in her 60s, her 70s, and she brought the baby hedgehog in a box to this wildlife hospital, and they were like, that's a pom-pom.
Yo.
And she had food for it in the box and everything. She didn't even realize. She said that she had seen it She thought that it was her because it was on the side of the road and it hadn't moved or anything like that. So she put it in the box and left it alone because she didn't want to scare it.
What color was it?
It was gray. You want me to show you?
No, don't send me this foolishness. Is that all you have for headlines?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's been a lot of news.
I gotta get on my soapbox for 2 minutes and I'm gonna shut up. Some people may not like this, but I don't care. So, definitely not. What is happening? Instagram. What? I don't want this. Okay, so basically, did Tyrese get off Instagram? Okay, maybe he did. Okay. No, he didn't. And did he take it down? I guess he took it down. So, long story less long, which is valid, but I get it. I think the phrase innocent until proven guilty might as well be guilty until proven innocent. Long story less long, Tyrese came out in kind of the defense of Diddy, talking about how people are vilifying him, blah, blah, blah. And he talked about all the good stuff Diddy did for him. And he was talking about how we are quick to demonize and make a mockery of someone when they're going through a rough patch. I was like, you put that very lightly. This is more than a rough patch, right? Mm-hmm. And there's conspiracy theories and all this good stuff. But that really does hit home. Like, you know, all this stuff right now is quote unquote alleged. The only things that really came out, and I have not put hands on any of these documents. Who was it? Cassie that sued him and he settled with? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So stuff from that case kind of came out, but they settled, right? So now this they launched this huge investigation against him. And again, I don't know any celebrities. I have no stock in any of this. I have no personal feelings about this because I don't know these people. I don't know these people on a personal level. I only know the products and the entertainment that they provide. That's across the board. I love Nas. I buy all his albums. Greatest hip-hop artist of all time. Love him to death. His albums are in my car right now. I don't know nothing about the man personally, right? So I felt what Tyrese was coming from because that does happen. And it's like, that's like the dark side of success. And it's crazy because I get it. Because Hollywood and the entertainment world is just known for these dark, dark, dark things. These crazy, illegal, unlawful acts against people. You hear rumors about what people do and what they did to get to where they are. So I get why people are quick to be like, I knew it. I knew something was off. I knew something is wrong. But it makes me wonder what those people do to, or how they behave towards the regular everyday people in their lives who aren't celebrities, who aren't rich. When your homeboy falls on hard times, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, your homegirl falls on hard times. Like, do you give them the same energy? Because, I mean, again, don't know Diddy, but I've never known him to come out and bash or trash anyone. Now, there's been rumors about him having artist issues, but, like, he not one of the people that just comes out and talks trash. You don't know him like some of these other people to talk trash, and it's crazy. And the allegations are wild. Like, this is, like, the most extreme stuff. And, you know, to Tyrese's point and to just why I connect with this is because Vince McMahon and Brock Lesnar of the WWE both have been caught up in their own sex trafficking thing. And I ain't heard a peep. I ain't seen a meme. Nothing. Not in the white communities. Not in the black communities. Nothing. Right? And these are major figures. Like, he was WWE. Brock Lesnar is one of the biggest wrestling superstars of all time. Nothing. But then when it's Diddy, it's you got people making catchphrases, memes, all the jokes in the world. And to Tyrese's point, he was like, we love doing that to each other. And I was like, damn, he got a point. Because there's literally a parallel situation happening right now. And we ain't saying nothing about it at all. At all. No jokes, no memes, nothing. Bruh, it's so bad with Vince McMahon. Brock Lesnar, they removed him from the game. Vince McMahon is in some of the cutscenes in the game. They blur his face out. And I think they mute him too. So it's like, but nobody said anything. So I don't know. I just found that an interesting parallel. And I was like, we really do that. And that is one of the things that irks me. I mean, and again, y'all know on this show, we're not here to bash or talk trash about people because we don't know. And I do like to wait for more information and facts to come out because people tend to sound like idiots after the facts come out. We don't know what's going to happen, but I know one thing. Diddy got to be a stressed dude right now. Like, you got to be stress, and it just goes to show you can be up one day and down the next. I mean, especially if you're doing allegedly these things that he's doing, like, that's gonna catch up with you. It is that's crazy, man. But off my soapbox, and definitely rest in peace to the victims that were on that the bridge in Baltimore, and shout out for the people who gave accurate reports, because people were pissing me off because when I first heard about it, it was like, oh, the bridge collapsed. That was it. And then people, mm-hmm. Oh, they don't want to invest in the infrastructure bill and blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking,
that's
yo.
That's not it.
Right. I'm thinking when I saw it again, which is why I don't say anything and I wait for facts. I'm thinking the bridge just said, fuck it, I'm done, and fell. Mm-hmm. But then when I saw later, by the time I got off work and I really could check my phone, I was like, oh, a big ass barge hit it or whatever that was. And people like, I can't believe that made it fall. I'm like, do you know how much those ships weigh?
Yeah.
Like, a bridge is, no. I don't know how bridges are designed, but I know it ain't designed to take that.
And it hit the pillar. So it's like the pillar that's holding it up. So
Yeah, when you drive over a bridge, you know, a bridge is not like a regular road where you can have a solid piece. Like, you hit those bumps and the connectors and stuff like that. So, and that bridge is mad old. Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, I hate that it happened, period. But, God, thank God it wasn't like in the middle of the day.
And that's what a lot of people are saying. Like, can you imagine this happening at 8 a.m. in the morning when people are trying to get to work or during rush hour?
Yeah.
Like, it happened at 1:30 in the morning, which is tragic that it happened already. Yeah. But the authorities were able to block off the bridge when they knew that it was going to, like, chances of it happening so that no one else was going to get on the bridge. Unfortunately, the construction crew and anyone else that was on the bridge, they were just stuck, unfortunately, for that.
Yeah, that sucked, man.
Yeah.
And
people saying that, oh my gosh, everybody on that ship needs to be charged and held accountable. It's been declared an accident because they did their part by alerting authorities that the ship kept losing power.
Yeah.
And you can see it on video, it losing power nonstop before it hits the bridge.
Yeah, you can't stop a ship instantly. Even if you drop anchor, the anchor has to drop, fall, catch. And I mean, I don't know how much the ship weighs. A multitude of tons. Yeah. Like, you're not stopping instantly. You're not stopping nothing that big instantly. Sorry. Yeah, because I was wondering, because I was waiting for details. Cause I'm like, was this driver drunk? Like, how he didn't see the bridge? I'm like, what happened? And I just waited, and then I saw, and I was like, oh, okay. That sucks, though, like you said. It really does suck. Man. Yeah. But, yeah, so hence the topic, making these being able to navigate life, man, and just make decisions and just enjoying our freedom, at least here in America. I think sometimes we lose sight and we lose focus of that, and I want to definitely hit that before, because what is this, March? Yeah, we almost a quarter through the year.
Oh my gosh, don't say that.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, we are.
And I know, you know, sometimes we get out of pocket, things fly off the rails, but, you know, one of my recurring themes and one of the things I love to talk to people about is just the power of being able to choose, man. It could be so much worse. Just turn on the news and imagine if you lived in one of these countries where it's war-torn. You know what I'm saying? Or just put yourself in a different position and say, man, it could definitely be worse. But I'm going to talk about the joys of being able to navigate life and some of the beautiful things that we can do, and like the small decisions that just mean so much. Like you and your alarm, being able to wake up, you know, and this is not to make anyone feel bad at all. So please don't take it that way. But like, you know, yes, I want a wife and kids, but I do love the fact that I'm single and I can do what I want when I want. I can wake up early or late or whatever because I don't have to get anyone ready. I don't have to get anyone dressed, you know what I'm saying? And those are like some of the joys. I can turn my music all the way up in the car without her saying, I don't like that. Can you change it? Like, I'm hungry. What are we eating? Like...
You know that meme where they say that like Little Caesar's good when you don't have somebody in your ear saying it's nasty?
Yeah. Yeah. Little Caesar's has actually, I'm going to be 1,000 with y'all. Marco's is probably number one pizza for me right now as far as chains. Little Caesar's is number two. Domino's upsets my stomach every time. I'm not saying that it's a problem with Domino's. It's
a problem.
Oh, it might be me because now I got older. Me and cheese don't always get along. I can't eat Domino's. Not their pizza anyway. I do like the hot sandwiches. Pizza Hut, I don't know what y'all did. There was a Pizza Hut when I lived up there near you. I used to go there every now and again. Pizza Hut. Domino's had these like sandwiches. I don't know if they still have them. But there was a Pizza Hut, and every now and again I went, and Pizza Hut just lost their way. I don't even know where Pizza Hut is anymore. Y'all need to go back to y'all 90s formula with the greasy-ass box. I'm sorry. We already obese as fuck in America anyway. You might as well just go back to it.
It's not good. They brought it back. They closed it down and brought it back. Like where the McDonald's is.
Yeah. It's still not good.
I don't know. That thing nasty.
It's sad, man, because Pizza Hut used to kill everybody, man. Pizza Hut was
them
just...
pastas for the family dinners?
Yes.
Tear them things up.
Somebody need to bring them back. I don't know. Who else was in the pizza game? Papa John's. I don't know what happened to them either. I used to like Papa John's, too. I don't know what's going on with the pizza places, but most my favorite are, like, the mom and pop's pizza joints. They tend to do really good. All the ones around when I lived up there suck, though. My pizza usually was undercooked.
I ate at Brothers Encore.
I don't know what
that was. Good pizza. That was all the way down. Like, you had to do a 20-minute drive for that one.
It was so bad that I used to go to Mod Pizza for pizza.
And whoa, there's nothing... I ain't never been there.
You never ate Mod Pizza?
No.
Oh, you need to
We have an And Pizza now, too, so that's why. Because And Pizza is kind of like the same as Mod Pizza. You just...
Oh, yeah. I had them before I left. They're good. They're like the blue neon color. Blue and yeah. White. Their pizza is really good. I love Mod Pizza.
Flatbread.
Yeah, I love Mod Pizza, though. If you like chocolate, that, and I'm not a big chocolate person. I really, actually, me and chocolate don't vibe like that. But that chocolate cake at my pizza touches my soul. Like, if you like chocolate, go to my pizza, go straight to the register. It's wrapped in aluminum foil. Their chocolate, it's like a Debbie cake, but it's made fresh. So it's not all the chemical-y taste. And it's just like, it's a nice thick coating of chocolate around it. The cake is soft and it's got a creamy center. Oh my god, like it just, I'm like, yo, I don't even like chocolate, but like, when I eat there, I get at least two, because I'm gonna eat one on the way home probably, and I'll eat one like a day or two later because it's just so good. But yeah, see, look at that, navigating life, eating what we want, being fat, and having pizza. So okay, Back to you and your waking up 2 hours before work. What are you doing?
I'm really just moving slow. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like I thought about that
I'll
today.
I'll be damned because I
had to go into the office today, so I was stressed last night because I was like, I'm so tired. But if I oversleep again, I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself. So when my alarm went off, I jumped up. I said, I'm up. I made my bed, everything. I spent 10 minutes putting lotion on my body.
I'll be damned.
You're not even that big. You're not big.
No.
Period.
I move so slow in the mornings. Okay. It's like, and then I wait around, like I'm just like lollygagging in the bathroom. And I was like, I'm waiting around, waiting for my mom to get up. And I'm like, it's 6 o'clock. I don't hear her up. And it's like, it's 6:10. I don't hear her up. Then I start clinking to make noise so that she could get up without me having to go outside and wake her up or anything like that. I just break it out into 10-minute intervals.
You pack lunch?
Mm-hmm. My lunch is packed the night before. I bring lunch every day.
You make breakfast?
My mama make breakfast.
Before you leave?
Mm-hmm.
She and I'll sit down and what time it. She got to be to work?
She don't have to be at work until like 8:45.
Yo,
but she gets up.
That's wild.
She's been getting up early in the mornings because she gets to just have time to just like be by herself and everything like that, and just like, you know, as the sun's rising, you just to be still and just drink your coffee and collect your thoughts, try to picture out how your day's gonna go. She started doing that when I started my new job. So she's been getting up and making coffee and breakfast. When I come downstairs, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I could eat some scrambled eggs or something.
I'll be damned.
So,
I'm hating.
Yeah.
So I'm disappointed because I thought you were going to have a better answer than that. You're exactly what I thought. You're just a slow learner. So that's interesting. Yeah, if I didn't
move so slow.
If my morning, if I wasn't making breakfast for me and my mom and packing lunch, I could probably wake up at 6 and be to work on time easily. But also, yeah, I actually have the perfect time because I'm older now. So when I get up, I stretch. That's See? Like a real life, like, y'all can laugh.
Hey, world, hell, what did it do, hey, world.
But I gotta stretch. Like, I have to stretch my legs, my back. Like, I literally spend a good 10 minutes stretching. Then I probably spend another... Now my hair is more cooperative. I probably spend about, 8 to 10 minutes on hair alone. Just getting the right amount of moisture and then curling it. And then sitting in my chair and letting my ceiling fan dry it some more so I can curl it some more so it'll act right. Yeah, if it weren't for this hair and making that breakfast, yeah, I could probably wake up at 6 and be to work on time, honestly. But, you know, I like to make my mom her smoothies and keep her healthy, and I make my smoothie. I make sure I have breakfast because breakfast does change the path yes. of my day greatly. And I wasn't a big breakfast. I'm not a big, well, I like breakfast food, but I don't like eating early typically, and smoothies are great.
Same.
Yeah. Smoothies are great, but I can't, like, do, like, pancakes and sausage and all that. Not that early. Not at 6:10, 6:15, 7 o'clock in the morning. Give me to, like, Mm-mm. 9 or 10 o'clock, and I'm ravenous. But that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. It takes you 2 hours, and your ass really ain't doing nothing. Your lunch is already packed, and you're not making any breakfast. So what the hell?
My outfit's already picked out for the day. Like, I'm just moving slow. But in my mind, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, you're running behind. I'm moving slow because I at my old job, right? I used to wake up at 5 or 4:50, and I would do that. And I would leave the house by 5:45 and I would get to work by 6:13. And I was going all the way over to the Pentagon. Yeesh. So there was no traffic. It was just pitch black outside. I wasn't really supposed to be working until 7, but I would get to work by like 6:13, 6:15 because I had to do street parking because I refused to pay for that garage parking. I was
got it? Mm-mm. Your job don't cover that?
They didn't. Ew. Because we shared it. We shared that parking garage with 3 other buildings. And I was like, ain't no way I'm spending $22 to park. To work for y'all. No. I was like, give me the money. So that's when I brushed up on my parallel parking skills and was doing street parking. And every 4 hours, I was like, I gotta go move my car, y'all. So.
Whatever.
But I usually like waking up early. Well, when I lived by myself, I really enjoyed waking up early because I always felt like I had such a better handle on my day.
Yeah.
Even if there was like no rush, no need for me to be.
Boy, that's one thing I miss. When I move out,
mm-hmm.
man, I do miss that.
It was like a nice routine. I would wake up at like maybe like 7 and I'd get myself together for the day. I'd play with my cat and everything, and then I would leave the apartment. I'd go and get myself a coffee. I'd like treat myself to a coffee somewhere or like to a drink, a beverage, whatever. And I'd ride around like before, you know, everything gets all hectic and crazy with traffic and everything like that, especially on a Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I miss it so much.
You know, not gonna lie. I do mostly what I want. I mean, granted, this ain't my house, but I do most of what I want. But what I miss is being able to come home and just turn my music on and just let mm-hmm. it just blast. Or even in the morning, sometimes turning the music on just to get my day started. Just not being bothered. I'm such an introvert, and that's why it's... When I get ready to start dating for real, I gotta like get out of that mindset because like I love not having to talk to anybody. Like
that too.
I love just being able to turn my brain off, knowing that everything that I place somewhere is going to be there when I get back. I have my sanctuary, my comfort, my peace, and I can just be and really get in the zone. You know what I'm saying? Don't have to worry about anyone else's disturbances. And it's not that anyone's doing anything on purpose, but it's just the freedom to know I can do whatever I want, whenever I want in this space. You know, maybe today I want to work on the front porch. Or maybe I want to work in the kitchen. Maybe I want to work in the living room. But when your space is occupied with another person, you can't do that. And then they want to, what you doing? Can you show me how to do that? Can you go to the store real quick? You want to go hang out?
I'll be damned.
I miss it. Well, yeah.
Well, that's how I felt about, what was it? About basically being in my own place. I get to control my mood and the energy in the house. Because it's like, it's just me. I don't have to tiptoe around anyone if someone else feels some type of way or anything like that. It's me. If I want to be gloom and doom, let me be gloom and doom here. If I want to, and also I always felt like I was, it was better for me to do that rather than not having the space to, and then I'm around people and I'm just like doom and gloom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I miss that. And coming and going as I please. Now I'm like, hey, I'm running out. Hey, I'm doing this just for like awareness and everything. But I used to love being like, you know what? You bored. Why don't you go drive around and just get in my keys and go.
Done that. I've definitely done that. Found restaurants, stores, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Definitely done that. I can't wait to get back to that. Because you just want to do it and you don't always want to talk about it either. Yeah, and
it's just spontaneous.
Yes, and I hate when people ask me where I'm going. Like, it's just
I don't know.
And this is the sad part. I'm not talking about anyone in particular, y'all. You too, anybody. Leave me alone. Stop talking to me. but that, you know, another beautiful thing about navigating life, and I guess I need to really pray about it and think about it more, is for my next move, I can do whatever I want. I'm looking at a couple of options, and that is the upside, right? That is the optimist in me. That is the glass half full. Like, and I say this a million times. Yes, I would love to be married and have a family of wonderful kids and all that beautiful stuff and the picket fence and a nice neighborhood and coming home to hugs and kissing and daddy, that's what happened today. All that stuff, right? But it's like the opposite of that is more time, all your time, all your freedom to do what you want, when you want, without having to consider anyone else's thoughts and feelings. And I know that I need to get into a better mindset and habit of enjoying that, because you don't always have that. And that makes me think about, you know, the phrase, people think the grass is greener on the other side. And to me, it's like, it's not about the grass being greener. It's just you in a different yard. Every yard needs a different type of care. And I think about my friends with families, and I love seeing these beautiful black families and these smiling faces. And sometimes I talk to them and they'd be like, you so lucky. You did what? Huh? Man, when I go out somewhere, like, I love being, this is the sad one. When you go to like get something to eat and it's only like, I don't know, by myself, average $10 to $15, depending on what it is. When you got a family, yeah, cuz, go ahead and give me that $60, $70. Yeah. Done.
And then don't let it be where you have to add a tip. $80.
Yeah. Depending on how many of y'all is, cuz if you married and you got two kids,
it's $100.
Yeah, easily. Well, it depends. It depends on how old the kids are, cuz not me, I'm going to be like my coworker. she found all the places where kids eat free. They did it a lot in the South. I don't know if they still do that. But a lot of kids eat free on certain days and they would just look for that stuff. And I think about that. But again, back to navigating life. Yeah, I'm really thinking about my next move because I can do whatever I want. And when I say my next move, obviously Pass the Peas app is going to be a part of my life. You know, the only recipe app where you can add your recipes and add video steps for each part of your recipe and share and create collaborative cookbooks. You can hop on Pass the Peas app today and start preserving your family's legacy. I'm always going to do that. I'm always going to have this podcast. But my physical presence, I don't know where I'm going to send it next. I don't know where I'm taking this. There's a city in South Carolina I'm considering. Atlanta right now is like at the top of my list. just because I want to do more with the podcast, like get in a position to where like, yo, Erica, we got a live show. I'm flying you down. Like, that's kind of stuff I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, where am I going to end up? Where should I go? What's the right move? It's exciting and it's fun. I thought about leaving the country.
Are you going to be in it?
I don't know. I thought about it. But I thought about what I would have to give up.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So that's not a bad thing. It's just something to think about. But I just love knowing that that's an option. And, you know, sometimes just knowing you have options gets you through a rough-ass day.
No, I'm saying I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I mean, you have the same option. Like, and you got time on your side more so than me, you know? Like, I'm getting a little dusty up here. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be 40 at the end of the year. And it's like, what are we doing? But I thank God for my health. Because, like, I was sitting playing video games today, and I thought, I'm like, yo, you healthy. Like, if you need to run a mile, you could legit run a mile. You got some good strength on you. You don't have any... let me see. I'm not living with pain daily, and I'm thankful for that. There's a lot of people who live with pain, and they're living with things, and they've had it for so long that it's their new norm. I don't have any of that. Like, I was having back pain, but my black ass got smart, and I was like, you have medical benefits. Go to the chiropractor. So I got the... Yeah, so I feel brand new. Brand new. I go... every week, shout out to the Joint Chiropractic, their chain chiropractic practice, if y'all don't know, and they get you right. Well, at least the one where I'm at in Spartanburg by Walmart. Yeah, they get you right. So, yeah, I was just thankful for that. Thankful I still have my hair. It's a little thin in one spot. I need something to put on there. I got some stuff. But it's getting thick now because I'm letting it grow. Told the barber, skip that patch right there, bro. Skip that. So I ain't got no bald spot yet. I'm accepting the grays in my beard. And so it's just, this is my life journey. This is me sitting and thinking about my life as I'm getting older and gray. Do you have these thoughts about your life? How much time do you spend thinking about your life?
Oof, so much.
Really?
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, I think my parents used to make fun of me in high school because I was like, oh my gosh, like, time's moving so fast, I don't know what to do. I would give myself a panic attack and try to have not even a quarter life crisis, because I'm not even 25 yet. It was worse. I was like 15, 16. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know. Like, this is it. This is the youngest I'll ever be. Just freaking out. But I told myself to calm down now. Because I also put it into perspective when I compare myself to my parents at their age. And I'm like, my mom had kids. Okay. She was adulting for real. Like,
yeah.
I'm going downstairs like, Mama, can you make me a grilled cheese? Like, it's two different levels of adulting.
Yes. Right here. Yes.
But I just tell myself to just bask in the time that I'm in right now. Because I just give myself, I basically just have faith that everything will fall into place eventually. And if I rush it, then it may not work out in the same way that it's supposed to. I've been really trying to hold on to that patience and just be like, you know, every time I get sick, I'm like a Victorian child, like on their deathbed. So I'm like, I can't even imagine if I had kids and they're like, Mama, I want candy. I was like, shut up. Like, I can't even imagine being a mom at this age. Like, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine being a homeowner because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do if there's a spider in the house? Who am I calling? I have to kill it?
Yes.
Like,
wow.
Things like that.
The fact that you, that's your concern because, with home ownership is what if there's a spider?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's that, but it's also like, what if a pipe leaks? Like, I have to like actually try to call someone like and do all the adulting parts. And I'm just like, okay, I'm like, all right. So it's letting me know. It's like, you haven't seen or experienced this enough to be ready to jump out there. You know, like a couple weeks ago, we had like a big old spider on the wall when I was down here working. And I jumped to the floor. I was calling my dad. I was like, come downstairs, come downstairs. Like, you gotta kill it. You gotta kill it. I couldn't work for like 20 minutes until my dad came downstairs because I was like, imagine if I was here by myself. Like I could not do it. I sent him text after text. I said, help me. Help.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. I texted him so, like, I texted him maybe 10 times within 5 minutes. I said, help. Help me. Come downstairs.
Bugs do creep me out. 911.
Yeah.
Bugs do creep me out. I'm not going to lie. It's just.
It was that sense. Do you ever get that feeling, right, where. Because the thing is, it was like.
Sixth sense.
Yeah, where everything, like, you zero in on something that's, like, out the corner of your eye. Mm-hmm. And you're not, like,
that
looking
peripheral.
At it.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, when I saw that and he was saying hello to me, good morning, I was like, what in the world? How'd you get on the wall this close to my face? Like, I want to
talk. Oh, there's a wall like right there next to you right now?
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah, that's kind of close. Yeah.
And I was sitting here working.
Hold on, let me check my room real quick. All right, we ain't got nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Because everything hatching because the weather getting nice. And I'm just like, please.
Oh, you're right. Hey, Siri. Remind me to spray the yard tomorrow after work.
Okay, I added spray a yard for tomorrow.
I need to spray the yard. You're right.
See?
But luckily for us, the only thing we've seen in here, we've seen spiders in here, but very small ones, which are nothing. And a few ants, but nothing. I haven't seen anything crazy.
We get spider crickets. Oh my gosh. The worst things ever.
Oh my, yeah. Y'all look that up. Y'all look that up. That is a nasty. That's nasty. Okay. So I'm going to move on because I don't want to talk about creepy crawlies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Navigating life. So for those of you out there, man, if you're having a down day or bad week or whatnot, really sit and think about the choices that you can make and the options that are available to you. Like, I went to college in South Carolina, first job in South Carolina. I switched careers. Then I decided to move to the DMV. Then I moved back. So I've made some moves and some shifts in my life. I've delved into different businesses just because I had the freedom to do so. And I thoroughly enjoyed it and I enjoyed the experiences. And you have to remember, and this may sound cheesy, but as long as you're alive and you're taking care of your obligations, you got options. Like, you see every other day someone finished college or someone invented mm-hmm. this or someone went to this place and they took a picture and put it on the internet or someone conquered this fear. Like, all of that stuff is available to you as well. You just have to take the steps to get it done. Like, for me, again, talked about this last episode. I'm going to talk about it. Briefly, not even briefly, I'm saving money for my next step. Made the sacrifices, made the changes. I'm like, hey, we got to make these sacrifices. There's a lot of stuff I want to do. I want to go on a vacation right now. I promise you, I want to go to Jamaica, put my phone on airplane mode, eat and drink to my heart's content, and not talk to anybody. Look at some booty on the beach, get in the water, and go to my room and sleep and just not be bothered. Have my iPad on Wi-Fi mode and watch the same damn shows I'd be watching in America with the balcony door open. I would love to have something soft next to me, but, you know, it is what it is right now because y'all acting stank, some of y'all. So that's what I really want to do, but I can't. I was like, hey, want to do this thing over here? We got to make these sacrifices. But I'm thankful that I'm in a position to do so, and I worked to get here. You know, it wasn't just handed to me. Like, I had to make sacrifices. I had to be uncomfortable for a while. I had to put things in perspective, and I had to take the steps. I had to take some leaps of faith. I had to learn some new skills. I had to dust some old skills off and say, I remember you, my friend. I'm ready to aid you in your journey. Don't ask me where that came from.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I got skills. I want to be a voice actor. That's like, you know.
You should.
Let me reverse that. I would like to get into voice acting. I'm a part of this community. I need to log in before they kick me out. But I can't get my creative juices flowing the way I would like in this space.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to figure that out, though. I'm trying to get over that hump. And it costs money. And I need to, like... There's, like, a few bumps in the road for me right now, mentally, that I'm trying to get past. I can't really describe them. But, like, the commitment it will take, I need to get myself in a better headspace to make sure I can commit to it. Because I do want to take some classes to learn some things. I mean, obviously, I have the equipment to do it. And I'm like, it's easier than ever. And I have tons of voices in my head that I could use in character. I need to develop some characters. But I would love to get into that. And I'm a gamer. They go hand in hand. So I digress. But I just wanted to share that with y'all, man. Just think about the choices that you have. Think about what it is you can do. And it's okay, yo. Take a year. Take 2 years and go do that thing and try it. It might be the best thing since sliced bread. You know what I'm saying? No choice is a permanent choice. And, you know, when it comes to the people, because some people are tied to people, right? I don't want to be too far from this. I don't want to be too far from that. They got a car? Are airplanes a thing? Are trains a thing?
Okay. In the world of technology we live in today.
Right. I see you on FaceTime. Like, I...
How they think the military folk work.
That part. Because there may come a day and time where you don't have the option anymore. And don't nobody want to be around no resentful, bitter person. So that's all I got to say about that. Erica, you got anything about navigating the joys in life?
Just always cherish the little things with it too. If you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know like what I like about my life. Da 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 da. Do you like getting coffee? Give yourself a little treat. Boom. That there's one thing right there. Or I don't know, between that and also just reiterating, you could always reinvent yourself. Mm-hmm. Always. And said that you're gonna be stuck in this box and you're gonna live in this box until the day you die. No one's ever said that. So many people pivot all the time. You can pivot too. You're not a tree. You can move. So
I love it. All right, let's get to our message to the Black brothers. Oh, they found the right button.
Message.
Every time I do this, I hear you. Right on, brothers. Yeah. Classic moment. I gotta mark the episode. Brothers, my kings, my hard-working brothers. Shoot, even my brothers who ain't working hard because you already made it. My brothers who are happy, sad, depressed, angry, joyful, cheerful, confused, married, single. All of you, all in this one bucket. There are options for you. There's always an option. Now, not saying that all of them are favorable options, but there are options for you. And really take the time to think about your life. Think about where you are today. Think about what it is you truly want. Think about what it is that you truly need. And say to yourself, how in the flippity flappity do I get there? And start down the path. Like, for me, I need more money. Do I get another job? Do I start a side hustle? Do I cut back more on my current lifestyle and just save? Do I get a second job? You see where I'm going here? There's a bunch of paths. I decided to cut back on more lifestyle stuff. That's the path that I took. You know, so there's a ton of options. Now that I'm moving forward, what this is what a lot of people miss. And I want to share this with y'all. When you start, a lot of your questions get answered. So many people get stuck at the starting line with tons of questions and you never start. It's like a real race. You're like, oh, shoot. Let me adjust his leg. Let me adjust his arm. Oh, this person is moving like this. There's a pothole right here. That's the beauty of actually starting, is you see more because you're getting closer to the goal. When you're at the starting line, that goal always going to look far away because your ass ain't moving. But when you leave the starting line and you start doing things, you start discovering, you may say, you know what, this ain't for me. I need to take a different path. Let me take a different route. Let me turn left here. You know, I don't like this. Let me turn right. Or you might mess around and take, what is it, three lefts? Is it a circle or four lefts? Whatever. Whatever them lefts and rights you may take, you may end up in a circle. And those are those pesky life lessons. I was like, I've been here before. Where did I go wrong? Reflection, right? You learn. So that's a part of the joy of navigating life right there, is just figuring out what it is that you want, looking at your options to get there, and actually starting. This podcast is an example. This used to be a relationship podcast, y'all. This was the first podcast I was on was a gaming podcast. Then I started a relationship podcast. And now it's From My Experience podcast. So this is just living proof about how you can make choices and you can change things along the way to fit, like Erica said, reinvent yourself and figure out a different path moving forward. All right. And that's all we got for y'all. We love y'all. Thank you for listening. Erica did not respond to a professional email that we received. You let me know if you want to do that interview. Was like mad days ago.
My goodness.
Shout out to my man, Carl Van, founder of Pass the Peas app. If you don't have Pass the Peas app on your phone and you cook, even if you don't cook, download Pass the Peas app. So next time you call your mom to get that recipe, put it in there. You know what I mean? Save it as a draft. And then next time you go visit your mom or your dad or your aunt, your uncle, whoever it is that's cooking, say, yo, let me get you on video making this recipe. Preserve these memories. My mom's lemon pound cake recipe is in there. We made that about a week ago. I'm going to repost that video. Shout out to Dr. Ashley Dash, Resume ATM. Check out that link in the podcast description. Turn your resume into an ATM. That is your money maker. That is how you sell yourself to these businesses and corporations when you're trying to get a J-O-J-O-J-O-B. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Podbean, where we're hosted. Shout out to Thumb Thrasher Gaming, my gaming brand. I be streaming on Twitch, Thumb Thrasher Gaming. Holla at your boy. What else? That's all I got. I love y'all. Enjoy navigating life. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. And like Erica said, and like my boy Russell Stewart taught me back in the day, man, always reward yourself. Treat yourself to something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just a little something.
And it goes what?
I woke up. You'd be like, I woke up today. Treat myself.
Until next time, take care of yourselves physically, mentally, financially. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace. Not you rewarding yourself for breathing.
Yup. And do. And I do it again.
This mug said reward yourself for breathing.